حاضر سيعزم رحمة الله عليه حاضر سيعزم رحمة الله عليه حاضر سيعزم رحمة الله عليه
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, On Judgment Day, there will be no shade except that of the Arsh of Allah Almighty. Three types of people will be in the shade of Arsh of Allah Almighty. He was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who are they? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, The person who eliminates the suffering of my ummati, the one who revives my sunnah, and the one who recites salat upon me in abundance. Ya ilahi, garmiye mahshar se jab bhadke badan. Ya ilahi, garmiye mahshar se jab bhadke badan. Damane mahbub ki thandi hawa ka saath ho. Ameen bijahe nabi ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if you consider this hadith apart, and you look at the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah, this Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami fulfills all these three categories. Alhamdulillah, through FGRF, a department of Dawat-e-Islami, Dawat-e-Islami is trying to eliminate the suffering of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now if you come to the other one, the one who revives my sunnah, Alhamdulillah, throughout the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, there are many sunnahs that Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Ali has revived. And throughout the lectures and the targheeb of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah constantly give us a targheeb of reciting Durood-e-Pak in abundance. And even throughout the bayans, wherever ijtimaas are conducted, you will hear the sounds of Sallu al-Habib, Subhanallah, that is giving us this tarbiyat, a training to recite Durood-e-Pak in abundance upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to recite Durood-e-Pak in abundance. Ameen Mijahin Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the month of Rabiul Akhir is upon us. This blessed month is a special center of our devotion and affections because this month contains the urs of such a personality who is the chief of awliya, who is Hassani and Husseini Sayyid. Yes, we're going to discuss the blessed personality who sat on the pulpit and said that this foot of mine is upon the neck of every wali. Great awliyas seek blessings in his court. Great Sufi saints visit his court to get lesson of Sufism. Yes, the blessed personality who has the status of greatest ghauls. I mean, Ghaus-e-Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, whose Garmi Sharif is celebrated with great devotion. Religious programs, congregations are held to send him the reward as Isa alayhi salam. We are here presenting the program Al Ghaus-e-Azam about the biography of Ghaus-e-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala. In this program, we're going to hear about the splendor and greatness of awliyas, the family of Ghaus-e-Azam, his education and training, the glad tidings before his birth, his moral and traits, different incidents of his life, and his blessed sayings, excellences about the splendor and greatness of awliya from the Holy Quran and Hadith. But before listening to this, let's know what a wali is. A wali of Allah Almighty is a person who attains closeness to Allah Almighty by offering fara'id and remain engaged in obeying Allah Almighty, and his heart is absorbed in the ma'rifah of the light of Allah Almighty. When he sees something, he observes the evidences of the omnipotence of the Lord Azza wa Jal. And when he hears something, he hears only the verses of Allah Almighty. And when he speaks, he praises his Lord. And when he moves, He moves in obedience to Allah Almighty. And when he makes the effort, he makes an effort only in the action which is the source of the closeness to Allah Almighty. He does not get tired of the remembrance of Allah Almighty. This is the attribute of awliyas. When a person reaches this state, Allah Almighty helps him. Let's listen to one of the verses which are mentioned in the Holy Quran about the virtues of awliya and the commentary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Listen, no doubt upon the friends of Allah there is neither any fear nor any grief. The friends of Allah are only those who have believed and practiced piety by strictly following Sharia. In this verse, two attributes of Allah Almighty are mentioned. Number one, a wali is the one who has faith. The second attribute of a wali is that he is pious, taqwa. Piety means performing the actions which Allah Almighty has ordered us to do and refraining from the actions which Allah Almighty has forbidden. In addition to this, making effort for every action which pleases Allah Almighty and refraining from every action which takes him away from Allah Almighty. For awliya, a piece of good news is stated that on Judgment Day, they will neither have any fear nor any grief because Allah Almighty has safeguarded his awliya from the thing in the world which causes fear and grief in the hereafter. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes under this verse, awliya of Allah Almighty means the pious people who remind one of Allah Almighty. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, awliya Allah alladhina idha ru'u dhukira Allah. It means awliya of Allah are those whose sight causes a person to remember Allah Almighty. The splendor of awliya of Allah Almighty is quite high. Allah Almighty has granted them a lot of virtues. Amongst them, a very beautiful virtue is stated in the hadith that the one who looks at awliya remembers Allah Almighty, because awliya Allah remain engaged in remembrance of Allah Almighty at all times. So the one who joins their gathering remembers Allah Almighty. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, indeed, there are some bondsmen of Allah Almighty who are neither prophets nor martyrs, but even prophets and martyrs will be pleased with the status which they will be granted by Allah Almighty on Judgment Day. A person said, please tell us about their actions so that we would also love them. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, these are the people who will love one another without any relationship and deal, only for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. I swear by Allah Almighty, their faces will be bright and they will be sitting on the pulpits of light. When people will be scared, they will have no fear. And when people will be distressed, they will have no grief. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, no doubt upon the friends of Allah, there is neither any fear nor any grief. So then Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that there are many people who are old, weak and dressed in rags, but if they swear by Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty fulfills their swear, and Bara ibn Malik is also from amongst them. Hakim ul-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states in the commentary of this hadith that this saying may contain two meanings. One is that if a person swears by Allah Almighty and asks for anything, saying, O Lord Azza wa Jal, I swear by your honor and glory, do this, Allah Almighty will certainly do this. This is the bondsman's insistence before his Lord Azza wa Jal. The other meaning is that if that person swears regarding an action of the Lord Azza wa Jal and informs others, so Allah Almighty will fulfill his swear, will fulfill his qasam. For example, he says, I swear by Lord Azza wa Jal, you'll have a son. Or I swear by Lord Azza wa Jal, it will rain today. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this to make his words true. Some people ask the pious saints to say something. For example, Sheikh, please say you'll have a son. Please say you will win the case. So this practice is taken from this hadith that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, there are some pious bondsmen of Allah Almighty who will sit on the pulpit of light by the conferment of Allah Almighty. Their faces will be covered with light until Allah Almighty will complete the accountability of his bondsmen. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what great splendor Allah Almighty has blessed his awliya with. On Judgment Day, when the sun will be at the distance of 1.25 miles, the earth will be made of copper. But in this situation, these pious bondsmen of Allah Almighty, awliya of Allah Almighty, will be fearless. They will have no grief. In fact, on Judgment Day, awliya will intercede for sinners by virtue of their intercession. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive people and admit them into paradise. If we discuss the worship of awliya of Allah Almighty, they would spend their entire nights reciting the Holy Quran and offering nawafil. But nobody is granted wilayah because of worship. Rather, wilayat is the bestowal of Allah Almighty. He will make a wali whom he wills. We always have to refrain from disrespecting them and keep love for them in our hearts. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we love the awliya of Allah Almighty. Listen to the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about these pious bondsmen of Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you will remain at goodness as long as you love pious people. And when something is told about you, you should accept it, because the one who recognizes the truth is like the one who acts upon it. The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty proclaims, only those people deserve my love who meet and love one another just because of me. Loving the pious people, remembering them, adopting their company, respecting and honoring them is permissible. Good. Reward giving and an action which leads to paradise. Loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is farz and an absolute faith. In fact, it is the soul of the faith. Without it, no believer is a believer and no Muslim is a Muslim. Loving all the holy companions, Ahlul Bayt and Ummahatul Mu'mineen is also a great honor and guarantees a good end by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, those who love awliyas are also quite fortunate that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who loves someone will be with the same person on Judgment Day. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we love the Prophets of Allah Almighty, the holy companions, the Taba'een, and the pious people. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will also be forgiven by their virtue, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to always love and honor awliya and to study their seerah and attain lessons from it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we heard about the virtues of awliya. Inshallah, we'll hear about the different aspects of the seerah of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala in this program. Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala is a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this month of Rabiul Akhir is associated with him. And in this month, he rahmatullahi ta'ala veiled from this dunya, he passed away. Hence, in this month, his urs is observed and ijtimas are held to send him the reward as Isa alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to learn from the seerah of Huzur Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and beautify our manners and habits through his lifestyle. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
رحمة الله عليه.